Number 127. The Life of a Priest. The priest was a skilled orator who oozed confidence and loved beautiful orchids. He could not be omniscient like his god, but was certainly knowledgeable. He enjoyed helping people with his words and took pleasure in studying oratory. Before being ordained, he had read much on history, and though he was not a typical skeptic, one story about which he and his friends were opprobrious was Alexander the Great's trip to see an oracle. He could not consider that oracular advice could be anything other than fiction. He opposed inequality and helped people who felt oppressed. However, he often had to wait for an opportune moment to tell people things they did not want to hear. He called it optimization of his speeches. He would seek the optimum way to tell his congregation how he thought they could be happy. He felt a great onus placed upon him to help people, and indeed it was an onerous task to have to advise people every week. His predecessor faced opprobrium when he attacked opulence in the town. The opulent rallied against his onslaught and stopped coming to church. This priest would not make the same mistake since. Although he was an optimist, his optimism would not get him through such an ordeal. He preferred to aim his orations towards children, as he opined that it was easier to talk to children than adults. He also found children appreciated the more personal touches of his speeches, such as well-timed onomatopoeia when talking about animals. He was skilled musically and wrote many oratorios for his choir and orchestra, and it was his dream to write an opus. He did have opponents who saw him as too opinionated and maybe even an opportunist, but he always stressed that his advice was optional, with optional being the operative word. When not preaching, he would sit in the church gardens and orchard, comparing the opaque rocks with translucent leaves, and the opacity of one type of stone with another, or else watching opalescent ripples on the pond. Seeing the opalescence filled him with joy. He would also meditate on various creatures, be they carnivorous or omnivorous. He had gone to an operetta today to take his mind off his worries, since he had received some bad news from his optician and optometrist that day. They spotted the onset of glaucoma, for which he had been prescribed opiates, which he hoped would help him deal with his worsening eyesight. A man of God should not worry about blindness, he thought.